why do y'all always say the same thing every time you get up? The Lord woke you up and started you on your way. You know why? Because he woke me up and he started me on my way.
Rejoice and be glad in it. Yeah.
There's nobody like the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
says in Psalm 1, it reads thus: blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's the word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
New Testament reading, Revelation chapter 1, verse 1-3. Revelation, last book. You still turn the pages. I think it's time to start Bible study Sunday school back. Amen. Last book of the canon. Amen. Rip your Bible over and turn back. Revelation. Chapter 1. I want to go to the side. This is where we're living at, and this is where we're going to be in God's house.
Amen.
Amen. This is where we left off, y'all know. The Bible reads Revelation 1, verse 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show his servants the things which must shortly take place. And he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God, to testimony of Jesus Christ, for all things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written in it, for the time is near. Amen. It's the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Bless us and follow me. The word of the Lord will stand forever.
Church, Lord. We pray for those that have to give, we pray for those that don't have. We pray and pray that we can give it up to the beginning. All of these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Yet the Lord say, Amen.
Before the choir comes before us, it's our time for preaching. Amen. I want to say to the church that the Dory and Mary, Lori, and Sister Joyce Quincy are those who have waited for baptism. Amen. See some of the family members represented this morning. We will set a date. Amen. To do with us, saith the Lord. Amen. So this morning, before you leave, I want you to kind of meet with me and let's put our heads together to come up with a date. Amen. So that the officers in the church and everybody can get on one accord and pray for. Amen. About getting these babies situated in the household. Right. All right. Not only that, charging ahead, not hard. There's one more thing I want to say to you, but I'll move on. Amen. God always help bring you that. Amen. But this morning, amen, I'm delighted to say to you that after the choir sang, amen, minister, amen, servant, preacher, reverend, whatever you call it, amen, loves the word, amen, loves God. He decided to be a living sacrifice unto the Lord, holy and acceptable, which is his reasonable service. So I ask you that you would be praying for the preacher who would come after the singing of the choir, Minister Jeff Cook, amen, that you would give him your prayers, you would give him your ears, amen, and give your heart to God, that he can speak a word to us in your secret, amen. So Mr. Cook, I'm praying that God will continue to bless you. Strengthen you. You don't know what he's endured, amen, to be able to stand for a few moments, amen. God has been good to him, and he's been good to us, amen. I said it's also important to could come on the thing. People are aware about the church, and I've been in prayer too for COVID. Let's be mindful, amen, to try to keep our mask on, to keep distancing, to keep doing what we're doing, amen. I know Brother Rogers and different ones have got the bits clean in the church. Folks saying church not clean, yes it is, amen. So the Sunday came, amen. And tonight sanitized the church. Look, didn't he charge us a dime? Amen. So,
oh, church. I like that. Facebook and YouTube and anybody else out there looking. Good morning to you too. Praise the Lord. It's a new day, another day He has given us to get it right. And if you don't get it right today, it's okay. Ask Him to give you another day. He'll work with you. Gracious Father, holy and almighty God, I come before you, asking you, Father, to let your spirit rest upon me. Let me decrease, Father, that you might increase. Let your word go forth, Lord, to touch each and every heart. Let it fall upon good soil, O Lord, that will rest and root within our heart and grow, that you can continue to nurture it, Father. That it will grow just like a tree planted by the rivers. That we can pass it on, Lord, to others. They may receive from what you have blessed us with. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. If y'all could meet me in 1 Samuel, chapter 7. Before you do that, put your finger in Ephesians, chapter 4. But we're going to start in Samuel. Lord has a good word for us today. We can all use it. And if you're able, please stand in reverence for the word of God. His word is truth. And when you have it, say amen. And if you need a minute or two, say hold up. We're going to begin reading in verse 7, 1 Samuel. I'm sorry, chapter 7, verse 3. And Samuel said to the whole house of Israel, if you are returning to the Lord with your whole heart, then rid yourself of foreign gods and the Ashtaroths, and commit yourself to the Lord and serve Him only, and He will deliver you out of the hands of the Philistines. So the Israelites put away their Baals and Ashtaroths and serve the Lord only. And we can go to Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to begin reading at verse 23. And it reads, to be made new in the attitudes of your minds and put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. You may be seated. I can see it, I'm going to shade.
Take your time.
For a title, the Lord says, time for a change.
All right. All right. Amen.
Periodically, we all need to sit back and take a look at ourselves. Look in the mirror. And this is not the physical mirror. This is the mirror of your heart. And examine it. And if you see yourself, It's time to make a change. The older generation would like to say that they're too old to change. But I'm here to tell you that ain't true. You just don't want to change. You're not set in your ways. You just don't want to change your ways. But if you're in Christ, you change daily. Others like to say that they like who they are. They're good with themselves. But my question to you, what does your character show? Does it show Christ? Or does it show you? See, if we're Christians, we should always be changing. None of us are perfect. And we should always strive to be better. And today the Lord is trying to tell us we need to turn away from those things of the world that we don't want to let go of. He takes it away from us, and we go back and jump in it. He takes it away, and we go back and jump in it. But he's telling you, let it go. You can't play the devil's game. He's been at it for a long time. So he's a pro. And he'll come at you in so many different ways to get you to do the same thing that you have your head spinning. And all of us have something we're clinging to. We all listen to the world. In some facets of our lives, we turn our heart to the world. We listen to what they're saying. We're thinking the way they're thinking. We're doing things the way that they're doing. But that's not Christ's way. Christ said that we're a peculiar people. We don't operate as the world. We operate like him. For he created the world for himself. For our God is a jealous God. And he don't want no God before him. When we gave our lives to the Lord, we gave our lives to him because we heard the good news. We heard of his grace. We heard of his mercy. We heard of his love. We knew from what we heard of what he can do for us. And that's what we wanted. But then, some people, ain't calling no names, when they confessed their sins and believed in their heart, they walked out the door and sinned because they didn't know any better. But we need to get back to the way things were. You can only be born once, but you can be born with Christ a second time in a spiritual birth. He doesn't want anybody half-hearted. He wants everybody to be completely sold out for him. For he said, if you look warm, he'll spit you out. I want him to gobble me up like a Hershey's Kiss. See, we need to stop quenching the Spirit when the Spirit gives us direction. Because he's given us direction for what's best for our lives. But we think we know what's best and get ourselves in a mess. Then you want to go pray and pick up your Bible. And Lord, get me out of this. I'm sorry. I promise I won't do it again. But be careful when you make a promise to the Lord.
Amen.
He holds you to it. When the Spirit speaks, abide in it. Listen to it. Do what he says to do. Don't hesitate. Do it right then. Because if you hesitate, now you got your mind in it. Your mind don't need to be in it. God is not going to tell you to do anything that he doesn't want you to do if it's not for the best of you or the best for somebody else. So what we need to do at this time, we need to ask God for some new clothes. When we gave our lives to Christ, he clothed us with new clothes. We became a new creation. We were given spiritual birth, a new life. And that life, we gave up ours. We gave up the right to make our own decisions, but to let him make our decisions for us. The word says to pray with all supplication without ceasing, which means pray for everything. If you want a Pop-Tart out of the cabinet, pray and ask the Lord, can you have a Pop-Tart? Anything and everything, pray. So it's time for us to repent. Get our minds right. To no longer be conformed to this world. But before we can get our minds right, we got to ask the Lord to get our hearts right. So if your heart ain't right, your mind ain't in it. And you can't get your heart right and your mind in it if you're always on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, watching Young and the Restless of Power. You need to get out of all this stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But you got to spend your time with God. If you get some of those, you get more than an hour a day. I've seen many times throughout the day on Facebook, and I'm going to use Pastor for example. New notification. What in the world is he doing? Why is he sending out notifications? He ought to be in the Word some of the time. But I'm going to keep you sending out Christian notifications. I got you. So once we ask Christ to prepare our hearts, he'll make our hearts receptive for his Word. And it just doesn't stop there. You got to pick up your Bible. You got to meditate on his Word. Listen. Watch sermons. Watch Bible study online. Listen to Christian music. There's many ways that you can have your heart set on Christ. And he's always talking to you. Whether it's through music, especially through his Word, it washes you. And when the young people listen to their Christian music, let them listen to it. Don't get on them about the type of music that they listen to. Because back in the day, y'all was listening to Marvin Gaye and Betty Wright. And your mom and daddy didn't like that either. So let them listen to it. Because I listen to different genres of Christian music. I listen to Christian rock, Christian reggae, Christian classical, Christian country. I listen to all of it. I got about 100 CDs if y'all want to listen to some of it. As long as the music conveys the Word, let them listen to it. Because if you look at the audience, where's the youth at? Without the youth, these churches are going to die with us. So what are you going to leave them? You need to take care of God's house. Meet the youth where they're at. And don't worry about anything else. God's going to take care of that. So if they want to listen to Molly, let them listen to Molly. I'll listen to Molly. What will do? Because he has some good music. It's a new generation of people coming up. And you've got to change and meet them where they're at. And bring them up. You can still bring them up the way they need to be brought up. But there's a way that you can do it and meet them. Where Christ went and he ministered to people, he met them on their level where they were at. He didn't talk way up here where he could have talked at. He got on their level. Paul. He went out in the field and picked corn, cotton, and green beans and everything else with them and was talking to God about them, with them. He got on their level. That's what you have to do. Get on their level and lift them up. It'll be okay. And when you read your Bible, if you don't know where to start reading, that's okay too, because most of the time when I read, I don't know where. That's why I pray first and I say, Lord, what do I read now? Unless he gives me direction in something certain to read, Well, the Bible opens when I drop it, is where I read it. It doesn't matter. It's all good. It's all good for the soul. And when you begin to read the Bible, and you begin to see changes in your life, it's kind of like putting on clothes. You put on your shoes. Well, let's start with your socks. You put on your socks. And the next thing you know from the Word of God, you don't read all these scriptures, meditating on His Word, and not realize that He taught you how to be humble. The next thing you know, you go to put on your pants, and He taught you compassion. Then He taught you kindness with your shirt. Then He taught you patience when you put on your shoes. Then when you put your coat on and ready to walk out the door, He taught you forgiveness. And the next thing you know, you're going to get to work with all this stuff that He taught you, and it's not going to happen overnight. That one person at work that got on your nerves ain't going to be on your nerves no more. You're going to start speaking blessings into their life. You're going to take them out to lunch. And guess what? You're going to start witnessing to that person. Because God put it in you. And He touched that person's heart to receive it. And they'll receive it. And you've done your part. And the next part is somebody's going to come by and water it. And then God's going to give the increase. The next thing you know, that's going to be your best friend. So let's walk in the Spirit. And if you walk in the Spirit, you won't desire those things of the flesh, those things that you used to do, those things that you want to do or you think you want to do now to please you. Because they are not pleasing. The devil can offer you anything in this world he wants to. But guess what? He is the giver. Everything in this world belongs to God. And He gave us everything that we need. And every day that you meditate on God's Word, you're being renewed. You're being transformed. You're being changed. He's creating you in His image. And you don't realize it. Tell you a little story. I used to drink. That don't surprise y'all. And I was the type of person, I was not an alcoholic and I was not a drunk. I was happy to drink alone. I didn't have to share. More for me. But one day, I had some beer in the refrigerator for a while and didn't dawn on me, didn't think about it. Till one day I moved some stuff out of the refrigerator and I saw 40. Y'all know what I'm talking about. In the back. Didn't even want it. I took it out and I poured it out. Then one day I thought I wanted some beer and I went to the store and bought some and put it in the refrigerator. Didn't drink it. Some times went by. Looked in the refrigerator and moved some stuff around and there it was. So I poured it out again. So I kind of figured out, why am I wasting my money if I ain't going to drink it? So I can use that money for something else. And that's what happens when you get in the Word of God, you meditate on the Word of God. I get up every morning and I read one scripture, just one. Now, it's a short one because it's hard to memorize the long ones on the fly. And I meditate all day long on that one scripture. And if I can't remember it, I open up my phone and I read it. And I start back again. That's all you got to do. I got a new version of the Bible app. And it'll give you a verse every single day, whatever time you want to. And just read it. That's all you got to do. And you'll see the difference that it makes in your life. Just to get God's Word every day. And He knows that we have busy lives. That you say, I ain't got time for this. I ain't got time for that. But my saying is, the reason you don't have time is because you don't make time. You make time for any and everything you want to do, but open up this book. It's used for something other than a paperweight on your coffee table or sitting in the back window of your car. That is the bread of life. Everything in it is everything you ever need. There's nothing that it doesn't have. And see, God, I don't know whether y'all know this or not, but God already put everything in you. When you came out of your mother's womb, everything you needed for this life was in you. He either gave you power over scorpions, demons, and the power of Satan. You just got to tap into it. And you can't tap into it if you're always watching TV, you're always on the phone talking to somebody, or you're doing whatever you're doing. You got to spend time with him to bring it out. But I'm here to tell you, every day is not going to be a bowl of cherries. Because some days, you don't put on your clothes, you meditate, you study, you read the Word of God, you listen to your gospel music, you listen to sermons. But one day, instead of going in this closet, you're going to have to go in the other closet. See, in that closet is your weapons. See, you're going to have to put on your belt of truth, pull the pants up, knowing that you're in Christ. You're going to have to put on the breastplate of righteousness, knowing that you're righteous in the sight of God through Christ Jesus. Your feet prepared to speak the gospel of peace, rooted in God's word, that on a spare of a moment, that you have a word in you that you can say to any and every given situation, even if you don't know but one, it'll work. Take up the shield of faith, knowing that God's word is true, and it protects us from every situation that there is out there. You got to stand on it. Even Satan came at Jesus 3 times. So just don't think you're going to say one time, God's word one time, and it's a wrap. It don't work that way. I can tell you 3 times it don't work sometimes. Then you have to put on the helmet of salvation, knowing that you are saved by grace. And knowing that you're saved by grace, with the helmet of salvation on, ain't nothing Satan can come at you with that can beat through that helmet. Because you know who you are. You are a child of the King. And the most important piece is the sword of the Spirit, which is God's word. So to every situation, speak his word. For it says his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. That means it can cut all the way down in you and through you. So be prepared to use that word. For God's word can do any and everything for you that you need it to do. It can help you, protect you, save you, keep you, strengthen you. It can do anything that you need it to do. That's why he said, I am who I am. He's everything. And without Christ, there's no changing. You can say all day long, I don't like this about myself, I'm going to change. You might last a day or two. You might even last a week. But you're going to go back to the old way. But with Christ, he can take it away and keep it away. And when Satan brings it back, bring up the word. Better yet, if you can't think of one, just say Jesus. And just say Jesus, he's right there on the spot. And he'll fight your battles for you. You ain't got to fight him. All you got to do is stand there and laugh at the devil. And it's all good. With that said, we're going to let the pastor close the service. He wanted to be part of it today. He didn't want to be left out. So we're going to bring him back up here.
Jesus' name, bless him and his family, his ministry and his money.
Thank you for Reverend Brother Mark. Ask God, remember to strengthen Brother Turner, God. Everything that he do, his life, his home, his ministry, and his life. Thank you, God, for the deacons and the officers of this church. Thank you, God, for the music ministry that is poured out so beautifully, God. You will bless each one of them individually, and you will bless them collectively as a group. We thank you, God, not only for every auxiliary of this church, but every member, every saint, every friend, those who tune in Facebook Live, God. We pray, we thank you, God, that you've allowed us in this time of COVID, that when we can't come to your house, God, we can make our house your house. So we thank you for that, God, that you visited us during all this time, and you kept us, God. Thank you, God, for watching over our school children, our teachers, God, and bus drivers, God. Help us to make the right decision, law enforcement, God, and those who EMTs, God, and those who are on the front line, God, janitors, God, all those who make our world possible, God, and retail workers, God. We just ask you, God, just to cover us with your blood and keep us, God, safe in this mean and dangerous world. And we ask you to turn from this place, but never from your presence, God. My prayer for your people always is this. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit may rest, rule, and abide henceforth now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
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 And amen. Glory to God.
You already hit the blue end up here?
Yeah, the red one.
Okay. And this is the box that I was telling you about?
The one that was right there, I hit
it. Yeah.